The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 0-1 in conference play and 1-3 overall. Northwestern visits Iowa on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's just go right to questions, please.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question comes from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Coach, curious if you saw the Matt Vandenberg news last night and how that might affect your preparation and what they're going to do.
Jeremiah, I heard about it this morning, and, I feel really terrible for the young man. He's a guy who had an injury as a student athlete. Anytime you see someone get hurt, it breaks your heart for that young person. But, you know, the thing that's always jumped out to me about Coach Ferentz's teams is that they've always had a next man up mentality. You know, you go back to the injuries that they had going into our game a year ago, and to see the way that their next guys stepped up was something that was probably, to me as a coach, one of the most impressive things that I saw out of the Hawkeyes last year. You know, obviously they go on to run the table, but to see the way that their next group of guys stepped up is a credit to the young men and obviously a credit to Coach Ferentz and his staff.
Is there anybody you're looking at from their receiver core that you're going to focus on in that stepping up role then?
You know, I wish I had enough time to worry about them, brother. We got enough problems of our own right now. My focus is on trying to get us better one play at a time. So they're going to have somebody out there that's going to play great. He's going to play Iowa Hawkeye football. He's going to play his butt off. He's going to do the right thing. I mean, that's what Coach Ferentz and his staff, that's what they do. I would have, if I were a Hawkeye fan, I'd be brokenhearted for the young man, but I would assume that somebody's going to step up for him.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question comes from Paul Day, Sports Bank.
Hi, Coach. My question is about Napoleon Harris, who made a lot of headlines last week. I know that when you were an assistant for – he played for 1 year when you were an assistant. He's a guy from the same area that we are. What do you remember of him as a person? What kind of guy? Are you pretty close with him?
Yeah, Paul, I'm very close with Napoleon, and obviously we are all incredibly proud of him. Not only what he was as a player, you know, in a first-round draft pick, but, now to be – in state politics and to be a great community leader and be successful professionally with the pizzerias that he runs. We're really proud of him. And I was very happy to see that he was healthy and safe after the incident that happened a week ago. I think he was described as Hulk Hogan, I think, in what I was shared. And he's a terrific human being. He cares so much about others, and I'm just happy to see that he's healthy and safe.
Yeah, what was your first reaction when you heard the news? Have you reached out to him about it?
Yeah, well, as soon as I heard, I texted him, and I'll keep our conversation between him and I. But it was very Napoleon-esque. I'll just say it to that. He was very disappointed in what happened, but at the same time, made sure that he understood, the people that tried to rob him understood that they messed with the wrong guy.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, you bet, Paul. Hope all is well.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question comes from Tom Canavan, Associated Press.
Hey, Pat, if you look at the NCAA stats, I think there are 7 teams in the Big Ten ranked in the top 25 in defense. Is this becoming a defensive conference, or are the best players playing defense?
Yeah, Tom, you know, I think a year ago we were in the same position kind of going into the middle of the season. First of all, I think there's outstanding talent defensively. I think from a standpoint schematically, the defensive coaches in this league are very sound. You know, you don't see typically a lot of guys running uncovered. You don't see plays that just go for 60, 70, 80 yards. Most of the defensive coordinators, defensive staffs, and defensive players in this league, I think, are very sound, play very team-oriented defense, very athletic, very talented, and are very physical. And we're facing one of those here this weekend with Iowa.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
You also have a follow-up from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Coach, I did want to follow up. You had mentioned you guys are focusing on yourselves, obviously, and with the run defense specifically and facing the combo backs you're going to in Iowa, how or what have you worked on most specifically this week, and how eager are you, or how what's the sense of urgency in getting that shored up in the run defense?
Yeah, you know, Jeremiah, we were great in the base run plays on Saturday. We unfortunately misfit on the quarterback. We had two mental errors, and we had three or four missed tackles that led to Tommy having his explosive runs. Now, I got to give Tommy Armstrong a ton of credit now. I mean, this is an elite-level quarterback, an elite-level athlete, and he made, you know, some just great plays. And that I think we gave up seven runs for like 160 yards, and the rest we were under 2 point yards per carry. So just limiting the explosive plays by tackling in space, hoping we have plus one at the point of attack. And then obviously, you know, we're going to have to get off blocks. Iowa's front does a great job of not only targeting the right people, but maintaining blocks with great physicality and great toughness. And that's what they've done throughout Coach Ferentz's time. So it's going to be incumbent upon us that we fit it right, that we get off blocks and we get extra population to the ball, and we tackle well.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, you bet, partner.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Go Cats. Bye-bye.